Yeah, it's nice to have you here. So, it's not like the Obama administration doesn't have enough on their plate. I mean, literally in the White House this weekend, they must have just been going, oh, my goodness, you're kidding us, right?
Yeah, certainly. You know, the fact that they held a Sunday afternoon hearing on the hottest day of the year so far, real evidence that they're trying to get a handle on this and demonstrating some kind of public action. I think this entire process so far has really demonstrated two things. One, there are several vacancies at HHS, and two, this is what the Obamas Department of Homeland Security is going to look like. It's going to focus a lot more on these types of situations, not just leave that to their HHS or just specifically perhaps their FEMA colleagues. It's going to be a very concerted effort from the top on down, and that is a shift in priority and responsibility from the Bush administration.
So part of this is getting people through the confirmation process. Do you see, is there a sense of urgency now, if not panic, but a sense of urgency to get people through?
Well, two of the top HHS nominees have been basically confirmed by their committees. It's expected that Kathleen Sebelius, the nominee for HHS secretary, will be confirmed as early as tomorrow. Really, anyone holding that up at this point is probably going to be hung out to dry, frankly, because there's a real, you know, sense that she needs to be in place.
Yeah, the political push, just if you're holding back now, you really would be sort of tarred and feathered, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. There is going to be a hearing for her deputy on Thursday. That was previously scheduled. There's a chance that they might tack on the remaining three nominees that have yet to be heard by the Senate Finance Committee to that to actually embrace the sense of urgency when it comes to public health. But look, as you know, and they're all your listeners, they're my readers, the hundreds of thousands of qualified rank and file that deal with this kind of stuff on a regular basis, they're there, and they're doing their job, and these people have trained for these positions and for these types of scenarios. The problem is they need that political leadership in place to deliver the public message, to coordinate with the other agencies, and to settle any potential disputes. And until those people are really in place, it's somewhat difficult to go, you know, so far as to do perhaps the complete tasks. And HHS officials today, the Obama administration, the White House saying, look, we have career folks in place in acting positions. They are doing what they need to do. And everything's running smoothly. But still, you know, when you have to tack on acting in front of director, when you're leading CDC, as Dr. Richard Besser is, you know, that leaves perhaps some doubt out there in some people's minds that perhaps the place isn't being run as well as it could be.
Yeah, and we all know that we're not taking anything away from an acting person, but there is only so much that an acting can do before you just need, I mean, somebody has to have some political, you know, if you're going to make the big decision, you need...
That's actually my question. Yeah. Does it matter if it says acting before the title? The title's still there.
Well, certainly, you know, this person may or may not have the full blessing or, you know, a very good relationship with folks at the White House or the president. And they, you know, don't have the clout up on Capitol Hill necessarily to call up and get things done. Or, you know, the lawmakers themselves may not know who to call and ask questions or to point blame. But let's put this a little in perspective, and let's give Dr. Besser some credit. Before taking on the acting position in January, he was the CDC's point man for emergency preparedness and large health scares like the one that we're going through today. So a lot of public health folks I spoke with today actually credited with the Obama administration with picking the right guy to hold the interim slot because he's tasked and experienced in doing exactly what he's been doing over the last 4 days, which is getting out there, explaining the situation, and coordinating with the other federal agencies.
Well, and there's just a lot, I mean, talk about a lot on HHS's plate over the last couple months. We had, the spinach, we had the peanuts, we had the pistachios, and now this, it just has to be, that's a lot to deal with.
It is indeed, and I think you're right. And there's been a lot of questions raised over whether or not the Obama administration properly, you know, put people in places quick enough. And look, a lot of this began with Tom Daschle's withdrawal. I think a lot of people perhaps got ahead of themselves, both within the administration and in the broader healthcare community, and assuming that Daschle was it and that he was going to be in place. You know, his entire press operation, for example, has been waiting for him or was waiting for him when he withdrew, and they're still there, but they were all there, you know, planning for the day he would become secretary. He obviously dropped out, and there's been this, 4 month delay in getting someone in there. And yes, it has been rather difficult, I think, for this agency. But look, again, you know, thousands of people who are there, they've been doing their jobs, and they've been saying a lot of this. We need more funding. We need a better sense of what it is we're supposed to do. And none of those questions questions can be answered until the political appointees are in place and can actually sit down with their counterparts and sort it all out.
And the Washington Post actually has a headcount appointee tracking project that you have a link to, and we'll get it linked up on federalnewsradio.com. But so there have been five people for HHS's jobs, which include Sebelius, but there are still 15 people out there that need to be seats that need to be filled, offices that are still empty.
Absolutely. Most notably among them, ironically, an Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. Would be helpful to have someone in that position right now, some would say. And Surgeon General, which, of course, had been offered to Dr. Sanjay Gupta of CNN before he withdrew a few months back. So plenty of the positions that the president has yet to name. And, you know, again, the administration stresses that there are career folks in place, but obviously it would help to have people fill these positions. And look, this is indicative across the administration, across the government. There are, you know, 480-plus positions that Obama has to fill so far. Less than 100 have actually been confirmed. The various assistants and deputies and directors for all these different agencies, many of them in the pipeline, meaning that Obama has perhaps named the person he will formally nominate, but he hasn't necessarily formally nominated them. And then, of course, those people haven't had their day up on the Hill. And until they do, those positions will remain vacant. This is why, and I think it's very important for people to remember, and I know your listeners are pretty good at this because they've been around so long, you know, 100 days is not a good marker because the transition process will continue well into the summer, potentially the early fall, as these hundreds of positions get filled, as people may already quickly move around.
The leaves will come and go before transition is
absolutely
is over
and
with.
And so the national focus on or thought that the transition is over because we're hitting the 100 days is misguided, because certainly it does continue. And I think folks here in Washington know that especially.
So you sort of touched on it, but I wanted to get you to sort of clarify, if you don't mind, about where this is historically. I mean, we're talking about these gaping holes in these agencies, and there is the sense of urgency because of what's going on with the swine flu. But traditionally, historically, do we normally see problems getting people through, or this sort of a lag time before they actually have boots on the ground?
There can be a lag time, and it depends on a number of things, whether it's politics, you know, perhaps Republican senators holding up Democratic nominees because they've got some issue either related to their work or unrelated. And there's been a few cases of that. Hilda Solis got held up for quite some time. Sebelius has been held up because of her positions on abortion, which is obviously something related to the policy work she would do. But compared to the previous modern-day presidents, Obama's actually ahead of them by a bit, at least in naming people to the positions. As for them getting confirmed and in place, thanks to Congress, he's getting close to being on average with the rest of them, and that's what a lot of people said today. Again, we don't fault the Obama administration necessarily for these vacancies. We're faulting Congress. Congress would probably turn around and say, well, look, we've got a president who's asking us to dole out billions of dollars in economic stimulus. He wants us to, you know, tackle health care reform and energy legislation and all these other matters. Oh, and yeah, by the way, we have to nominate these folks. You know, this takes time. Couple that with the problems that many high-profile nominees had at the start, and the administration and the transition folks and the FBI and all those people involved in vetting potential nominees have had to go back and perhaps do another run through all the various pieces of information that are necessary to get someone through this. So a combination of a lot of factors have led to this, but it is, for better or for worse, somewhat routine to still have so many vacancies at this time in an administration.